Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Speaking with us now, live on 1010 Winds, is Nassau County Executive Laura Curran. Ms. Curran, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. We know your county has been particularly hard hit.
Yes, thanks for having me. Yeah, we have hit the 10,000 mark of positive cases today. And, you know, unfortunately, we've reached the 95 mark of Nassau County residents who have passed away from COVID-19.
Governor Cuomo earlier today spoke of a troubling surge. That's how he termed it for Nassau County because of these cases overnight. Are there any particular clusters where this has been happening?
We're seeing more cases in our densely populated areas, and our hospitals are really up against it now. We're really in the steep part of the surge right now. And I've been on the phone with our hospital execs, coordinating with the state to make sure we have the resources, the ventilators, the staffing, which is incredibly important. Our staffing in the hospitals is getting really stretched right now, really stressed. Our police medics, you know, the ambulance drivers are also getting stressed. We're getting a lot of good help from our volunteer EMTs, and everyone's really stepping up, and we're going to have to keep asking them to do that.
With us live now, Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, and you just spoke of the hospitals. What is the most critical need right now at the hospitals?
They're all concerned about the number of ventilators and staffing, the staffing, keeping the staff healthy and having enough. I mean, they're scouring nursing agencies, you know, traveling nurses and that sort of thing. We're also putting out the call for retired nurses, retired lab techs, retired hospital people who can come back. They still have the skills. We are ready to put them to work. You know, it would give them a real relief to the folks on the front line right now.
And where should they contact authorities if they do want to volunteer?
They can go right to our website, nassaucountyny.gov, and get the guidance there.
I understand your administration was working on an economic plan to help small businesses in Nassau County. Can you tell us about that?
That's right. So while we face the economic impact, which is, the medical impact, which of course is our biggest focus right now, we have to really look at the economic impact that this crisis is having. So we did a survey of about 1,400 business owners in Nassau, and we're finding about half have already had to lay off employees, and almost all said they'll have to make some layoffs by the end of the year. And more than half actually are saying that they don't expect to make any profit at all this year. So we want to use this data, use this information to get help from the federal government so we know exactly, we can quantify exactly what the impact is for our local economy.
Okay, thank you very much. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran taking the time out of her very busy schedule tonight to give us an update on the situation in Nassau, which Governor Cuomo today termed a very troubling surge, with more than 1,000 new cases being reported since last night.